track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. And there are just two letters this week.
Despair is not a sign of weakness. So says Janet Shaw via email. The developing awareness of the climate and nature emergencies is undoubtedly the crisis of our age. If, like me, this reality occasionally brings an overwhelming sense of despair and fear, you could mistake these feelings for personal weakness. There are those, however, who state that we should reframe how we view co-anxiety, because feeling fear and grief in the face of climate and nature breakdown is not abnormal. It's sane, rational, healthy, and a good response to a very real crisis. To feel concern for your family and future generations is testament to your humanity. It proves that you are paying attention and that you remain conscious of the living systems that sustain us. Despair is simply the mirror image of caring. We only grieve what we deeply care about. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the state of our planet, it means your capacity for understanding and empathy is intact. It means you are not in a cold state of denial or blind ignorance. You're not letting selfishness dominate your thoughts. You're a person who can empathise. Not everyone can. In fact, you are registering a collective loss which connects you to humanity. The pain and anxiety many of us experience is best seen as a vital indicator that humanity is in trouble. Denying or suppressing these feelings may lead to apathy, anger, or serious mental health concerns. Acknowledging our grief allows us to move through it. When we share these feelings openly, we realise we're not alone and it can contribute to helping others. In 2024, a UK government survey found 80% of people were concerned or very concerned about climate change. Let's express that concern as a sign of our shared humanity. By recognising our shared empathy, we can build the solidarity required to act together. Every discussion, every shared action is a positive form of coping for yourself and for others. Start a conversation by asking friends and family how they feel about climate and nature change. Listen carefully and accept what they say. They will be describing their sincerely held feelings.
This letter is from Lara Marshall, Library Engagement Manager at the RNIB. It's entitled, "The Heat Is On, So Read On." The heat is on, and when it's that time of year when parents have to dig deep to find ways to entertain youngsters for the long summer holidays. This can be a daunting task, but what better way to spark children's imaginations and keep them amused than to get them stuck into some fantastic books? There are 25,000 children aged from 0 to 16 across the UK who are living with a vision impairment, which can make reading that bit more challenging. At the RNIB, we're determined to make sure these children can spend the summer with their favourite book characters in the same way sighted children can. We've got more than 5,000 children's books in Braille and audio formats that children can read in RNIB's completely free online library. Our fantastic collection of awe-inspiring audiobooks can be downloaded directly from the RNIB library on smart devices like tablets and phones, or via voice-enabled commands on Alexa-enabled devices. Specialised DAISY CDs designed for easy structured navigation can be delivered to your door, as can USB memory sticks with up to 3 books on each. Printed Braille books can be ordered on demand, and electronic Braille can be downloaded to read on Braille displays. To get started, go to the RNIB website.